Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
This is Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. I have a real treat for you tonight. I have Jane Phillips. She's a paranormal investigator, medium, and we're going to hear all about how she got into it and what she does. And I'm excited to have her on, so I will bring Jane on now. Hello, Jane.
Hey, Kelly Jo. Nice to be here.
Welcome to the show. How did you end up getting into paranormal investigating?
So I live in Santa Fe, New Mexico in the United States, and I came down here after I graduated as a medical intuitive and started to do some energy work, and I used to be a mortgage lender back in Minnesota. So I worked with a lot of real estate agents, and one of the real estate agents in Santa Fe saw a little bit of my work when I was clearing a meeting room where we had a business meeting, and she does feng shui, and she did her grapefruit thing on the floor to get all the bad energy for the meeting the next day for Chinese New Year's, and she went in the next day, and I'd already cleared it, and the grapefruit were fine, and she said normally they aren't. They're usually black and picked up energy, and so she asked me to clear a house that she had that had been on the market for about 10 months and hadn't sold, and she'd done all the things she knew how to do. It was staged, pretty, and feng shuied, and so it took me 3 separate times. I wasn't sure I knew what I was doing, but I helped her out, and her house went on the under contract within a week after I finished doing my energy work. So that's started me working paranormal. It took a little while. It took a couple of years before I embraced it, but that's kind of how I started.
Neat. Have you ever ran into something that was ultra difficult in your work?
Of course. So ultra difficult. Kelly Jo and I have talked of you listening and shared our experiences. And in the early days, because I didn't have as much experience and the energies that were assisting me didn't have as much experience, I ran into a house that my very first house where I put up my shingle and said, I'm going to do this and put an ad in the paper. And it was a part of Santa Fe that I didn't know was kind of darker. And I went back to that house. It was 5 hours, 3 separate times, so 15 hours of work, and I quoted like $250 to do it, and everything was flying around even during the day, and the homeowner was seeing holes. She said, well, what about these portals in the walls and all of these other things? And I didn't know what she was talking about. I was just trying to find ghosts because that's all I knew to do. And after 3 separate trips and 15 hours and no extra pay, I finally realized that I was in over my head, and I stood in her yard and sort of screamed to the universe that I needed help, that I needed to find somebody to help me. But since that time, I did get a partner as a result of that. Within a few days, I ran into somebody who did energy work and understood about portals and some of those things. He didn't live in town. He was about 90 miles away. But a mutual friend of us, of ours, introduced us, and so I worked with him. And I've since found other ultra-difficult places where it wasn't quite as bad, but there were pieces of the property that I knew energy was there, but I didn't have the tool set to clear. And nowadays, the things I'm finding are ultra difficult are more because the energies have shifted and there's just a lot going on outside as well as inside these properties. And Kelly Jo and I have had some conversations about that. She's actually helped me with a couple, so.
Yeah, I know. And also, a lot of times there's elemental energy that's old as time, you know.
Right.
So you have to, you know, sort of kind of, you know about that. And that they usually stay outside, you know. But you can do
right.
a parameter around the house to protect, too.
Mm-hmm.
And do you give your people tools to help themselves also?
That's a good question. My business card has a ghost removal protocol that I give them. And it also has a protocol that's called St. Michael's Screen, which allows you to pull an energy blanket through a property, or room by room, or through a person that helps remove things. And in the early days, before I had all the tools I have now, I used to go room by room and find the ghosties, and I didn't look for portals and other things, but then I would use this energy blanket with the golden net and the whales, dolphins, and fishes pulled through the property room by room, and it was very effective. So I do give people that. As we've gone along, if people need special things, I know, Kelly Jo, that you have some prayers you give people. I don't do that quite as much. I tend to make sure they know the ghost protocol. I tend to make sure that they know about the white light. But often what happens is some clients have unique situations, and so
yes.
I have them set. We do some unique things that are tailored just to them, because you don't want to leave somebody who's having paranormal experiences. You don't want to leave them without some tools. And it just
right.
it depends. It just depends.
Right. It's individualized, yes. You know, a lot of times I'll use salt and three candles for the trine of the Trinity when I do a house
mm-hmm.
clearing too. And that's
right.
very helpful, you know. And at the end, after you're all clear and done, you need to always make sure that you open the windows so they don't run around in circles.
Yep, yep.
You know, you got to let them have a way out when you're
yeah.
when you're getting rid of things.
Yep.
So,
yep.
you know.
Well, and yep, and I don't always have them open windows. It's specific to what's going on in a property. I'm not
right.
always on site, and I know you're not either. When
right.
I'm on site and I'm aware that, because a lot of the protocols I do, it feels like the energies do leave without windows, but it's unique. So anybody listening, wherever you are, understand that opening windows is definitely a plus. It also depends for me on what time of day I'm doing the work. I try and do the work during the middle of the day and not at night. So at night, I wouldn't recommend somebody open windows in Santa Fe in particular, because we have so much dark energy that's passing through, and we have a lot of Native American energy that's walking through, so I don't want it to come in. So it's kind of like
that's
you have
a good
to
point.
Feel
yeah.
into it. You have to feel
and
into it.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And then also, if it's out of your realm of expertise, you get an expert that can handle it.
Right. So
refer them to
another
expert that can handle it better than you.
Right. Right. In the beginning, so this will make you laugh. I probably didn't tell you this, Kelly Jo, when we've been talking. But for people listening, when I first started deciding that I was going to do this as a service for the community, and I started working with real estate agents because I was a mortgage lender for 30 years, so I understood that maybe I could help them get their houses sold more quickly. But I had kind of a generic business card and that said, I guarantee my work. And so so I had the house with 15 hours worth of clearing, and I realized what I'd done. I basically said, I know what I'm doing, and I've got my ego around this, and I guarantee my work, so I'll come back however many times and make sure it's all fixed. And I had to, it was like our older folks understand the VA moment. You slap your head and go, what was I thinking? So I pulled that off my business card, and now what I tell people is, I guarantee you're going to get my absolute best effort, but I don't guarantee it's right on my forms and the report that I send. Everybody that works with me for a full space clearing gets a written report of everything I discovered and removed, but it says right on there that while I guarantee my best efforts, I don't guarantee that everything will be dealt with because I may not be able to. And I do have resources for other people to do this, but this is pretty unique work. And if somebody has a real ego around it, then we're not going to work really well together, because that's why you and I work so well together, because you have a different perspective, like the open windows, like the trine, and all of those are valid things that maybe I don't use, but might be the exact thing a client needs from your perspective. And so I'm always looking for people that have a different angle.
It's tailored specifically for that situation, too. And, two, there's
correct.
Many variables in the working of clearing of a property, you know, or a person,
mm-hmm.
you know, because each one's individual and different. And you always have to be open-ended with it, because you have variables with each thing.
Correct. Yes. So it's you know, I've cleared, property-wise, I've cleared about 350, 400 properties. So I've only been doing this. You've been working longer with your skill sets, but because I had to do the corporate world first, I've been doing this about 10, 12 years. I did some work back in Minnesota, where I'm originally from, at a more less high level. And I actually didn't know I was going to be doing the amount of work I do. I do work with individuals, but I also work for the benefit of the planet. So I do outdoor work around here to do energetic support to the planet. But that doesn't,
now,
you know, I don't get paid for that. And so, yeah.
Now, with the Native American Indians that are on a piece of property, what do you do for them? I know with me, I'll do tobacco and cornmeal to do around the perimeter of the property to thank them for letting, you know, for the property and for the house and the people being able to live there. What sort of things do you do for the natives, Native Americans?
So I do not do that. However, it's valid because I'm not always on property, and it's I can energetically do tobacco, of course, and corn around. I have a client. What I do specifically, if there are Native American energies that are stuck on the land, I release them. I send them home. That's the first thing I do, is I give them the opportunity to be released. We've had a lot of trauma. The Native American population in New Mexico is different from some of the other states. That we have 19 pueblos. They're on their original land, just on a much smaller piece of it. So they're, but we've had massacres here. We are, Santa Fe, where I live, is the oldest capital in the United States. We used to be part of Mexico. So we've had uprisings and slaughter. And so these Native American energies, for me, I'm always checking in to make sure that if they're ready to leave, that they're not stuck on the land, because we want them to be healed.
Absolutely.
I do have a friend, a newer friend, who I went and cleared a big energy. It was a temple, I call big energy things, on her property, and I needed to do my work around it. But then I was guided that she, because she's a shaman, and she had the tobacco and the corn and all of that, and I was on physically on her property. So she
right.
worked around this very large energy hole, and with all of that, and I've done the four directions thing and all of that, but she had her training, and the amount of gratitude that we received when she was doing that, I was just crying because it was so beautiful, the extra
oh.
part that she needed to contribute and that you contribute to, Kelly Jo, is huge to be able to do that, because these energies were protective energies. They weren't like slaughtered Native Americans that needed to go
right,
home.
Right, right.
These were energies that were spirit
too,
for the land.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, but spirit
just
for the
like
land.
Just like a form of thanks, you know.
Yes. Yep. For, and to honor, because the Native Americans in the United States and elsewhere, the Aboriginals in Australia, all of that, they're very connected to nature and the land, and a lot of the protocols I do are some protocols where I'm connecting with nature and the land and working with the devas and nature spirits. And I know you work with the fairies and some of the other realms.
The fairies and the wood sprites, yeah. And the little divas,
yep.
yes.
Yep, because those are... go ahead.
I wanted to let people know that you can ask your little fairies and divas to help cool your house in the summertime and help your flowers grow. And any vegetables you're growing, they help too with growing
yep.
the vegetables.
yep. Yep, that's absolutely right. There are parts when I'm on a property, when I'm physically on the property, I can see where the nature spirits are on the property if they've got set up a little part of the garden. So that's interesting to see that. So fun.
And I know you don't see like I do, but when I do see them, they'll show up as pink lights, blue lights, green lights, and they're smaller than orbs. And then you also see like little swishy things, you know.
Well, so people listening, this is always an interesting conversation because Kelly Jo and I perceive things. We might perceive the same things, but how we perceive them is different, right? So,
right.
So I had, in the first place I rented in Santa Fe, I looked out one night and I opened the door to the little place I was in, and there were fairies in the yard. And I knew it because I didn't see it like physically that way, but in my mind's eye were all these twinkling bright little twinkly lights, and the energy was light and wonderful. And I had the door open, and so I just left it open because it was so beautiful. And the next night I opened the door, and it didn't feel right, but I left it open because, you know, the night before the fairies had been there, and something really dark came right into my place.
Icky.
So I shut the door. I was able to move it on. And then I made a note to myself, so please note that if something doesn't feel right, that please notice. So I said to myself, okay, you know when they're fairies and you know when they're not. Don't leave the door open when it's not fairies, because
right.
then you've got to clean up a mess. But that was in early days. I said, oh, lesson. But I have been to places where there's absolutely no fairies. There's the woods are dead around Santa Fe, and I don't know what creates that, but I have run into where the trees don't look healthy, and you check, and the nature spirits, it's not the fairies, but the nature spirits have absolutely left the area because it's not supportive for them. So one of the things that there's a gal I follow named Michelle Small Wright who has a nature, experimental nature farm garden in the Blue Ridge Mountains. And she creates a nature spirit sanctuary. She cordons off a little spot. Hers is probably, you know, 20 by 20, but you can do an inch by an inch or whatever. But you can designate a spot in your garden where that you put a little rope around, or you just may know where it is, where you tell the nature spirits they can have that and you won't disturb it. You'll just leave it alone so that they have a place to go rest and work and stuff. So that's kind of fun to do, too.
Oh, yeah.
Create a little sanctuary for them.
They love anything with water. They love fountains. They love wind chimes. They love all that stuff.
Yep. Yep. I'm a big fan of movement, you know, chimes and fountains. Where I'm living now is not something that I can have just because of the neighborhood. So my stuff's a bit in storage, and I'm noticing that it affects the energies. But chimes are great, and running water, you know, a little fountain, is really great for the environment. Just keeps the energy flowing.
But, yes, you are appreciated for the work you do, Jane. It's really neat. Now, do you do work with other entities other than here?
Oh, so that's an interesting way to phrase it. So there are many, many dimensions on this planet that we don't acknowledge. And because of where I'm living, the whole idea of the alien energies are possibly on the planet that nobody necessarily believes in. I do work with alien energies. They're not all bad. I work with the good guys. A lot of the outdoor work, I was introduced to a group called the Sirians. They're from up above, from Sirius. There are three energy groups from there. And the Sirius B are a really strong group of aliens that are working for the benefit of the planet. And I also work with the Palladians from the Pleiades constellation. They're just starting to come back on the planet. They have been off planet for a bit. And when I say I work with them, they might guide me to a place outdoors that needs some attention. It might be an energy spot that's important for them, and they need somebody like me to do a little energy work around it so they can work on it themselves at the next level. If I'm being asked to work on energy things for the Sirians and the Palladians, I've worked with, I don't have the names of all the groups, when I'm asked to do that, they're usually talking about a bigger energy center that maybe has gotten maybe polluted and needs to be cleaned up, or maybe it's an energy center that they need me to bring energy in from, we have a lot of mountains here, the energy in from the mountains into the center of their energy hole, which I call a temple, and I call them hookups for the benefit so we can work at the next higher level.
Neat. Now, how do people get a hold of you, Jane?
The easiest way to find me is janecphillips.com, and C is in cat, and Phillips is with two L's. Phillips, and Jane is Jane, Janec, Phillips, Phillips.com. I have two websites, one for my medical intuitive work that I do, so you can find out more about that, and the other website is ghostbusting.org, which is where I do my paranormal, and if you go to Jane C. Phillips, you can access my blogs, you can access my video blogs, and go into both websites and see both sides of me, because a lot of this paranormal work I'm also doing with people. So sometimes somebody's just got energetically gunked up, and when you clear the energy, they can move forward again. I had somebody, when I cleared their energy, they were a hoarder, and their sister had been trying to help them for years, and she just couldn't declutter her house or even leave. And I cleared her, and we didn't tell her we were doing this. And she called me and said, I need to pay you. And she started decluttering right away, hired somebody to help her, and started leaving the house. And that's one of my more dramatic ones.
Neat. Awesome. That worked like a charm.
And, yeah, and unexpected. I was just doing it as a favor. I wasn't even going to charge in. And
yeah.
The sister called me directly and said, I always pay for any work that's done, so how much do I owe you?
Well, that always has to be an exchange of energy.
Yeah, and there would have been because I was the person that asked me to help was, I was sharing an office with, so we were already exchanging some energy anyway, but I've had some dramatic things, you know, with energy clearing or the medical intuitive side, but it's been fun to be on. Are you going to do some reading?
Well, thank you for coming on tonight. And your stories are just fascinating. And thank you. I'm going to say goodnight to you now, and I'm going to do some readings. But I'll have you on again.
This will be great. And Kelly Jo is amazing. She does I do readings too, but not at the way she does. And I think for this kind of show, that it's you'll really enjoy the next half an hour with her with
but
her readings.
But you can stay on and listen. I won't cut you off.
Yeah, I might hang up only because I have to feed my dog. But
okay.
I will listen in to your next show so I can hear how you do that. And
okay.
I look forward to being on again, and our continuing friendship and relationship. So. Everybody enjoy the next amount of time with Kelly Jo. It's going to be fun and informative and entertaining.
Thank you. Have a good night, Miss Jane.
Yep. All right. Take care, Kelly.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. My first number that I'm going to get to is 216. Hello, 216. Hello. Good. What's your name and what's your question?
This is Desmond calling from Cleveland.
All right, what's your question?
Yeah, I have a female coworker that we became like real close over a year span. And she told me her situation. She stays with the father of her children, plus she's got a relationship with an older man. It's kind of a complicated situation she got going on, but
well, you're going to have to wait till she clears that up before let that be, because it can trouble looking place to happen.
Well, you said trouble waiting to happen?
Yeah, so keep clear of that until she's free of everything. She needs to clean up her own mess. You don't need to get involved in the mess.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Leave that one alone. And what my uncle used to say, we're the wise sufficient. And there's plenty other fishes in the sea, kiddo.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right,
have
thanks.
A good night.
Yep.
Okay, 415. Hello, 415. What's your name, where you're from, and what's your question?
My question is, in April, I would like to travel somewhere. And
what,
I'm,
in your car?
To take a trip, an international trip. I'm thinking Mexico.
Well, just double mask and make sure you be real careful, because the pandemic is still out there. You know, you might go.
I've gotten both shots and everything.
You might go to Cozumel, maybe.
I don't
or
go to
Cancun.
Tourist areas.
Or Cancun.
Yeah. No, that's a horrible place. No. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm just seeing a vacation place.
Yeah.
But
I guess I'm just looking for an R&R. Like, I just need a place to... that's very relaxing for a week. And
well,
I don't have to do the beat.
You know, why don't you go right around where you live? You got plenty of places. You got some mountains over there.
Yeah, I could change it to just a local one.
Yeah, just drive your car and go. And then do some hiking.
Mm-hmm.
Get out in nature. That helps heal you.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't gone into Yosemite.
Well, that's right out your back door. And they're
it
doing,
sure is.
It don't cost that much. And, you know, that would behoove you better and you don't spend a whole bunch of money.
Uh-huh, right.
And then go to a really nice restaurant and have a steak dinner after you're done hiking.
There you go. And a bottle of red wine.
Yeah, a good vino. There you go. There's vacation.
Oh. I don't know if you can do any medical things, but if you know about thyroid, natural things of increasing activity of my thyroid.
Well, there's like all kinds of... stuff.
And iodine,
I've
read about.
Go to the health food store and look into it. But I would recommend getting a real blood test to have it checked.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy now. You can even buy them over the counter. They sell.
Well, then buy one and see what's happening. And
yeah.
You might need Western and allopathic together because you might you might be hypothyroid. So I'm not a doctor. So...
Yeah, oh yeah.
I would recommend that. Okay, I'm going to take other calls.
Thank you.
All right, you have a good night. If you guys want to reach me, I'm still on 561-333-5367 and KellyJoePsychic.com is my website. 111111. Hello, 111.
Hi, Kelly Jo. It's Lisa, Arizona. It's been a long time, and last time I spoke with you was 5 months ago.
All right, what's your question?
Yes, I'm real quick. So I have a new love interest and just like to know if you have a time frame. I'm thinking a week, like if we see us going to a date or talking more. It's a new love interest.
You guys are going to go on a date and you'll probably have coffee and walk.
Okay.
And maybe ice cream. Outside. Within 2 weeks.
Okay, but I think I'm gonna be gone in 2 weeks for out of for a job. I think it's 2 weeks.
Well, I don't know. I just say 2 weeks. There's something about two weeks.
You do see it happening.
I said 2 weeks.
Okay, I believe you.
Okay,
what's nice talking to you? Thank you.
All right, 205. Hello, 205.
Hi, Kelly Jo. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your question?
My question is about the initialacy. I want to know, do you see a friendship that started out 2 years ago that has moved toward intimacy here lately, going toward a long-term relationship?
Well, just be patient and don't push because you tend to be a control freak. You need to calm yourself down.
Okay.
Let him lead.
So
you aren't the leader. You aren't the man. You need to learn to walk backwards in high-heeled shoes.
Okay.
Well, don't ask me if you don't want to know. Calm down. You can't bounce on them. You're going to be
okay. And so, And you do see it if I just and, come.
Well, you know, I can't promise anything, but right now, if things keep going the way it's going, it can happen. And whenever I hear Marlene Dietrich, it's a 1930 song, Falling in Love Again, do-do-do-do-do-do, you can Google it, and that means there's something there that you like, Mutual Admiration Society. But you guys are going to end up being friends. You talk till the cows come home. You guys talk, 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 and he calls you, and if a man's in you, he's going to call you. And so he's into you.
Oh. Okay.
Right?
Thank you. Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes, that is so true.
Right. Bye-bye.
I love you, Kelly Jo. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. 951, or I can't see that. 951,
hi.
I think. Hello.
Hi. Hello. It's Nathaniel calling from California.
All right. What's your question?
Hey, I wanted to see what you thought about Love Life for me.
Well, I still see a blonde-haired person, and it hasn't happened yet.
Okay, well, should I ask another question, or am I...
Sure, ask another question.
Do you see me staying in Sacramento?
You're going to stay there for, like, maybe... There's, like, a delay in your movement with that, like, another... There's, like, a six. So it's either 6 days, 6 weeks, or 6 months. It's not 6 years. And then you're going to try to save some money, and then you're going to try to get more centrally located, wherever that is.
Huh. Okay. Well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Let's see. We got 360. Hello, 360.
Hi there. 360.
What's your name?
Hi, this is Shawnee. Shawnee
all
in
right,
Arizona.
And what's your question?
I may move to Louisiana, Atlanta. Is that good or bad or indifferent?
You mean from Louisiana to Atlanta?
All right, let me from Arizona to Atlanta.
Georgia,
yes. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm like, where are we? I totally misunderstood, and I was all jumbled up. I'm like, I don't know where we are. Yes, you're going to be good. You're doing
that
for family
move?
Reasons?
Yep.
Yes,
my
family,
family is moving there, and I'll be with my family. Is that good, bad, or indifferent?
You need to have your own place.
Absolutely. There's no sweat about that, and they know that.
You know, and I see you... By you'll be like two towns away from the kids. It'll be a red brick house, and you're at the end of a cul-de-sac, and you have a forest and a pond, you know, at the end of the road. And it's
good.
An older home. It's probably built in. Now it's been all redone. Don't get all spastic. It's like a 1968, and it's a ranch style, and it has... Your oven is in like a brick containment thing. It's really
okay.
Neat, and they don't do that anymore. And then you have picture windows. They do not make these anymore. So in your kitchen, you got a picture window, and in the living room, you got a picture window.
Okay.
And
good.
You
good
have
a pond.
A pond, but
it
isn't on your land. It's on the. On the, by where the forest is, and it's at the end of the cul-de-sac. And you're at the end of the cul-de-sac,
okay.
And you can see that from your house.
All right. Is there a man that comes with this?
Well, you're going to move there first, and then you're going to meet a gentleman. Yes.
All right.
You are going to meet an auburn-haired gentleman, and I think that it's somebody that you knew in grade school.
Oh, my. All right. That's interesting. Okay. I've had one horoscope say that he wasn't born yet. I'm going like, oh, boy.
What?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you.
Very much.
You're welcome. Well, let's all keep everything positive, folks. And
I
hope
you.
To see... Are you still on? Hello, did I do you yet?
You did me already.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. But let's keep things positive. Let's say a prayer for the universal earth, and remember that time heals all, and I'll see y'all in the future. Thank you.